And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Fade out, very professional-like. But what is his name? Pierre somebody?
Chateaubriand.
Chateaubriand.
Or his steak for two, we call him sometimes. And he really gets upset when we say that.
Hello.
Hi. Here we are, starting the month of December, as far as we're concerned. We know this is only the 2th of December, but it is the... Well, yesterday, really, we celebrated it.
We started it yesterday, but till you get to the 2nd or 3rd, you don't really feel you're in the month, I don't think.
Right. And, of course, when you get to December, you think of Christmas, and then you think of Christmas trees, and then what's under the trees, and...
Then New Year's Eve.
No, you get to toys.
Oh, yeah.
You get to New Year's Eve, toys, and Santa Claus. Because of that, Wally Ballou was the one who alerted our staff to the necessity of going to a toy factory this year, and that's where he is right now, live on tape. So, Wally Ballou, wherever you are, will you come in, please?
E, what's new in the world of toys for this Christmas 1959? And here at the Fornitney Toy Factory, I'm speaking with Fred Fornitney, the owner and the creator of many toys, which you've probably already seen in your toy stores, and which you'll be purchasing for your little boys and girls for this Christmas. Fred, I wonder if you'd tell us some of the new items that you've created especially for this year.
I'd like to show you some of the new items that we've created for this year, Wally, if I might.
Exactly what we've come here to your factory for, Fred, and thanks for the cooperation.
I want to show you some of the new things. As you know, if you've been to any toy stores recently, there seems to be a tremendous amount of military toys.
A trend toward the modern missile-type things.
Missile and tanks and automatic guns and cannon and troop carriers and boats with guns. And they're all occupying...
Oh, yes?
Wow.
I was carried away there, kind of.
Yes. Well, because of that, we thought it was time that we come out with something new, more or less of a peacemaking toy. We call it a disarmament kit, and the kid that gets this could go to all the other kids in the neighborhood who have a preponderance of military-type toys, get them all to sign this agreement, and then they all ditch their military toys. It's called a disarmament kit.
I think that is one of the most worthy contributions to the world of toys that I've heard of for some time, Mr. Fornitney.
Thank you very much.
Permit me, Fornitney, on the part of Bob and Ray, to congratulate you for having come up with such a brainstorm.
Thank you very much. Now, if I can get these out to the kids... It'll be wonderful. The only problem is they're expensive. I use heavy bond paper for the agreement.
Uh-huh. Looks like parchment.
It is
real parchment, huh?
It certainly is, and it's made from papyrus.
Fine. And what else do you have in the way of peaceful toys?
Well, I have for the boy who always wants to get along rather than attack his friends and so forth, I have an automatic... apple for the teacher dispenser.
Oh, is that what we're looking at right here?
Right here. And what this has, this fits right into the little boy's lunch box.
Uh-huh.
You see this small chamois? Well, this buffs up the apple so that it's as red as it can be. Or if it's a greenling, makes it as greenling as it can be.
So it comes out with the best impression an apple can give to the teacher from the boy.
Right. And the boy doesn't need to polish his own apple. It's done automatically just with two batteries, small flashlight batteries.
Wonderful.
Here's how it works. There you are.
That came out there just as neat as a pin, Fred.
That's right, and I think that will be a big item. I have a wooden chip here. that you attach to the boy's jacket collar stitches on, so that it cannot possibly be knocked off.
Somebody doesn't want to knock a chip off the shoulder. They
Didn't
can't
I
do
over
it.
Here an entire kit? You can see it all. These were selling out in Wyoming and Colorado, Arizona, and Nevada that way, Montana. It's an Eastern prep school kit.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
Whereas back here, a lot of the boys want cowboy suits. This has your little hat, your little jacket with a velvet collar.
A little Buster Brown suit, kind of.
Your sissy shoes and sissy stockings.
Wonderful. Certainly, I think that should be a big seller in our great western states.
The girls, you know, I'm afraid that down through the years, the girls... the only toys for them would be dolls.
Dollies, yes.
And I think it's time for change. I know a lot of girls who are interested or inclined mechanically. For them, we have a beautiful over here, an open-end wrench kit done in different pastel colors.
Look at that. It's in a patent leather case. Is that real gold, isn't it?
No, it's an imitation. It's fool's gold.
Oh, yes.
Now, we have a perfumed power drill set, too, with, notice this is an imitation mother-of-pearl handle.
Uh-huh.
And
beautiful.
Yes, and a table saw studded with genuine rhinestones. And these, too, are made in the more popular pastel colors for the girls.
Looks like almost like a little Junior Miss dressing table there.
Oh,
with a power saw.
Not at all.
Well, that's the first impression I got of it. I see it opens out there into a workable thing.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Well, thanks, Fred, for showing us around here. I see you're working at full capacity. How many people do you keep employed here all the time?
Well, since I put in my own power saw, I keep about
11 helpers doing the work of some 8 or 9, I guess.
That's right, Mr. Blue. I want to thank you for coming over. And here, take the sample.
Wonderful. It's all polished right out of the ship. And now this is Wally Ballou, who's been seeing what's new in the world of toys this
Bro.
Year.
Bro.
Incidentally, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Fulton.
Surely.
Oh, and back to our studios in Maine.
No, no, he should have said back to our main studio.
Yes, he's always getting that confused.
Yes.
Here's a good Christmas idea, though, one you shouldn't overlook.
Bonjour, I am Jacques Leroy, expert on the stereophonic phonograph. I will now clear up this whole subject. S'il vous plaît, listen to ordinary stereo. A girl crossing the street. Yeah. Now on Columbia Stereo 1. Oh, that was a pretty girl crossing the street. Quelle différence! The fantastic Columbia Stereo 1 phonograph gives you all the realism and excitement of a live performance. In a moment, mademoiselle. Oh, la la. Oh, pardon. You see, only Columbia has exclusive stereo projection. Not just a few separated speakers, I know, but multiple speakers that send interlocking circles of sound through every inch of the room. See the Columbia phonograph, man, tout suite. Columbia Stereo 1 portable start at $39.95, cancels from $129.95. Attendez, ma chérie, wait for me!
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode, Lawrence and Mug welcomed a new candidate at Interstellar Officer Candidate School Academy, in the person of Billy Headstrong, who has left Jack's workshop to try out with the Interstellar Officer Candidates. Now, it's a few days later, as Billy, with Lawrence and Mug, sits talking beside...
Wow, what's that, Lawrence?
This is a piece of paper. How long have you been here at the academy?
About 3 days now.
Look, Billy, I don't want to discourage you, but you're here for an intensive 4-year course at this academy.
Yes, I know that, Lawrence.
How old are you, Billy?
I'm 16.
16.
Boy, he don't look it, do he, Fechtenberger?
No, he doesn't. He looks younger than that. Well, so long as you've been assigned to our barracks, let's get the barracks clean, Billy.
You mean me, Lawrence?
Let's go.
Get the mop and the pail and start cleaning the floor, first of all. Okay.
Come on, move lively. We don't have too much time before inspection, Billy.
Boy, this is hard work. Who does the inspecting, Lawrence?
I do, assisted by Mellish.
Oh, boy, I better...
We go through here wearing white gloves, and if a speck of dust happens upon our glove, or more accurately, my glove, then you have to clean it from top to bottom again, Billy.
Well, what's that got to do with flying from planet to planet?
It teaches you cleanliness.
We don't want to make any of them other planets dirty, see?
Tighten your tie, Mellish.
Yeah, right, thank you, buddy.
That's another thing, Billy. Straighten up.
Say, do you mind if I take a break and make a phone call?
Mellish, what do you think about that?
Well, I guess you could.
We'll give you 3.5 minutes. That means you can talk at the most 3 minutes on the phone.
Okay, right, I'll dial. It's ringing now.
Hello, Hudson High School.
Hello, Betty?
Yeah.
This is Billy.
How are you doing up at the academy, Billy?
Not so good. Let me talk to Jack, will you?
Oh, just a second. He's working on his new invention.
He's calling Jack Headstrong, Fetchenberger.
Oh, well, we can listen to what he says.
Hello, Jack?
Hello.
Jack, is there any chance of me coming back to the laboratory?
No time for that now, Billy.
No, but you see...
You signed on for 4 years there at the academy.
Yeah, but it was a rash decision.
No time for you to chicken out.
See, they got
your
me scrubbing for...
Quiet, Billy. There's no time for that now. You've called the wrong person. I have no shoulder for a quitter to cry on. And furthermore, I'd like to tell you this, so long as I have a few extra seconds.
Yes, Jack?
That if you ever spend the money to call me again, I personally will go to the Interstellar Academy and poke you on the snoot.
Wow.
Hear that and hear it good.
Wowee.
And so Billy receives a stern tongue lashing from Jack Headstrong, who tells him he may not return to Jack's laboratory. How will Billy make out at the Interstellar Space Academy? We'll learn more next time when we'll hear Lawrence Fechtenberger say,
"All right, Commandant. We will not haze Billy anymore. I'm sorry, sir."
In the next episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Meet star Stuart Irwin.
Nothing's worse for an actor than a nasty cold. To feel better quickly, I take wonderful four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve cold distress.
Right. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
Take my advice. For your next cold, take four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those cold miseries.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue here in just a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories from Wally Ballou.
Had dandruff for years? Now get rid of it in 3 minutes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair, rub in 1 minute. Add water, lather 1 minute, then rinse 1 minute. And every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, embarrassing dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave hair up to 35% brighter. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
Award-winning Wally Blue. Gee, that's about it. We'll have an unfamiliar voice for you in just 10 seconds.
Here's an unfamiliar voice.
Can you all hear me?
And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Yes, it's true. We're here 6 days a week in the morning from 6:15 until 10 with music and comedy. At least we think it's comedy. And my name is Bob Crane, and if you get a chance, perhaps tomorrow morning, you could listen to us. Oh, I mustn't forget either Jack Chapman, our fine engineer. Jack, I almost forgot to mention you.
No, big sport. I knew you was a sport when I saw the brown suede shoes and a geranium.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Yes, I am all right. In fact, I'm wonderful.
Very nice. Oh, you're a round-eyed idiot.
City Editor's Report is next on KNX AM.